Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. This Tuesday, Bishop Dag will teach you why it is essential as a Christian to humble yourself and why humility is a master key for your life. You will take away seven practical keys that Jesus Christ himself demonstrated that will help you to humble yourself completely in the sight of the Lord in order to be lifted up. You shall surge ahead and take the next step forward by following in the footsteps of Jesus and avoiding the mistakes of Lucifer. Be blessed by the word of God.
You may be seated. Now, this morning I was sharing with you about the next step forward, and I want to just say one or two things in addition to what I said this morning. And I believe that it is a great blessing for us in terms of your next step and the next step that is going to sort of take you forward in your life and in your ministry. Amen. Now, the next step has to do with humility. All right? And 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14 says clearly that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Amen. I will hear from heaven. Hallelujah. I will hear from heaven. Okay? And I will forgive their sin. And I will heal their land. Amen. So, you notice here that in terms of the next step forward. Serena, the next step forward. Look at the scripture again. The next step forward for my people, if my people who are called by my name, you see great things. Now, as Derek Prince said, if they humble themselves, so I believe that humbling yourself is vital in humility. And since the next step has to do with entering, it says, except you humble yourself like this child, you shall not enter. You shall not enter. In other words, you will not take the next step forward. So, humbling yourself in a way so that you can take the next step forward is a master key for your life. Amen. Now, in the revelation of humility, you have in Philippians chapter 2, the amazing steps taken by Jesus Christ. And all those steps compared with the steps of Lucifer, all right, reveal to you the way, the difference between Satan and Jesus Christ. See, because Jesus Christ was with the Father. He was in the beginning. Everything was made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. So when you look at Jesus, you are seeing someone who had a right to be there. Now, when you look at Ezekiel, you also see Lucifer, all right, as the cherub or the angel who covered the throne. So he was someone who covered the throne of God. So he was also someone who in eternity was at the level of the throne. In verse 14, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Are you with me? Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. Hallelujah. So you see that Lucifer was someone who was up there. All right? Now, both Lucifer and Jesus, right, were up there. But when you contrast the behavior of Lucifer and the behavior of Jesus, you understand the difference which you must all recognize and see as the step forward for you is revealed in following Jesus and avoiding Lucifer's steps. All right? Now, in Isaiah 14, you see Lucifer's attempt. He says in verse 14, I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne. Verse 13. I will ascend into heaven. I'll sit on the mount. So you see in Lucifer someone who tried through effort. You know, I want you to see, when we say effort, there are many people who do evil and always say, wipe their lips and say, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything wrong. But they are doing something wrong. Oh, me? At all. At all. Look, God knows my heart. Even my roommate knows. All the roommates that I've had, they all say this and that. Is it true or is it not true? Yes. So what I am saying, what I am trying for you to understand, is the fact that Lucifer made efforts like Jezebel. Jezebel is the quintessential, by the way, Jezebel is a big problem. The church of, have you heard of the church of Ephesus, Laodicea, Smyrna, Thyatira, Pergamos? The church of Thyatira had only one problem. Only one problem. It was Jezebel. He said, I have only this one against you. You have that woman, Jezebel. A whole church, it only had one problem. Not prayer, nothing. Only that you allow Jezebel. She was too powerful. And Jezebel is always someone who hides behind the scene. When her husband was sad, she asked, what's the problem? Oh, you know, you have a problem with the land and so. I'll sort it out. And she organized, but she didn't go herself. Jezebel sent people, and they made a big lamentation against Naboth in town. She was nowhere to be found. She was nowhere to be found. She's always hiding. And when you ask, me, I've killed somebody. How? Me. Look, my roommates know. I've never killed anybody. God knows my heart. You get it? Meanwhile, she's the organizer. She's the brain, the sponsor, the manipulator. Yeah. And it's a common thing in women. It can be found also in men, but it's common in women. Why? Because a woman, the Jezebels in the Bible were women. That's even the first reason. And it's a woman's name. Yes. I think it's a good enough reason to leave it at that. It's a female name. Yeah. She was moving things from behind the scenes. So, Satan's, I will ascend. I'm organizing. I will rise. I will do this. So stop fighting. When God wants to raise you up, he will raise you up. It's not, I mean, your efforts. My efforts have not brought me to this place. In a certain level. No, not my effort. My efforts have been directed into other directions. But it is God, if I have ever been elevated in any way, it is God who has elevated than any elevation, but not from my efforts. Okay? So I'm just trying to say that the difference between Lucifer and Jesus is in one making an effort to be great and one taking steps to be low. This is the difference. It's a big difference. Yes. One making an effort to be great. I will ascend. I will arise. I will be like. I will do this. I will sit by the moon. I will do this. And we are going to see Jesus' behavior. And one led to him being thrown down. Down with you. Down. Down. In my life, I've seen people thrown down. Several times. So you must decide, I am someone who is going to follow Jesus. Now, both Jesus and Lucifer were connected to the throne of God. Ezekiel 28 and I think verse 14 says, you were the anointed cherub that covereth. You covered the throne of God. And I've set you so. I made you like that. I made you somebody who covers the throne. You walk up and down in the holy mountain. In the midst of the stones of fire. So is this not a human being? This in this Ezekiel, he talks about two people. The prince of Tyros and the king of Tyros. By the time he starts talking about the king of Tyros with this one. This king of Tyros. You see clearly that. It's not talking about a human being because there's no human being that was up and down in the holy mountain of God in the stones of fire. And there was no human being in that. So that was in Eden. And there was no, and the anointed cherub is an angel. You are an anointed angel. He said you were an anointed angel. I was talking about the king of Tyros. So it's not a human being he's talking about. Are you there? Yeah. He's talking about a being. Being at the rank of being where the throne is. Okay, I'm just about to give you the three or four steps of Jesus. Not seven. I'd have given you seven, but I'll give you three or four. And he said, I will go further. Now, Jesus was Remember, in the beginning with God, in a sense, he rather had the right to be at the throne. Do you get what I'm saying? And what did he do? Philippians chapter 2. And we are almost done. Yes. Are you there? Are you with me in Philippians? Beautiful. Now, verse 5. Let this mind be in you. You see, that is the first step of Jesus. When he says, humble yourself, there must be the first step is to, you know, it's a mysterious command. Humble thyself. What should I do, God? What should I do? What should I do? I said, humble yourself. I said, how do I humble myself? That's what we are on now. That's what we are what? We are on now. We are on it now. Humble yourself by the side of the Lord. He'll lift you up. Humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. That's Jesus. The first step is let this mind. There must be a way of thinking. A proud person thinks in a way. And a humble person thinks in a way. Number two. And you can ask your friend, do you think I think like a proud person? Do you think I think like a humble person? What do you think? You see, that's why I want to preach generally. So that when you ask a person and the person even tells you, yeah. You see, let me give you an example. If you ask me, do I think that I think in a humble way? My answer will be yes. And I'll even give you a window, a scenario. Because we don't know how to accept pride. When we are proud and it's being pointed out, we don't know how to take it. Yes, we can see it easily in others. I'll give you a window. I'll say, one day I was here and I said this and I said this and I said this. And yes. Let me give you a window that shall I give you a window? Yeah. You see, one time I was with my wife in London and then we were eating. And then I said, let's pray before we eat. So I prayed and I said, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for the opportunity to be in London at this time. For us, we are here at this time. Thank you so much for this great grace you have given to us. And when I finished just eating, then she said, you are cute. I said, why do you say I'm cute? She said, because the way you are praying, as if you've never been to London before. You see, it's humble. It's so very humble. So that's what I say. I have a window to prove to you that I'm humble. So how can I easily? It's a window. It's a window and a story. Yeah, it's a real window. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I'm saying that this preaching, just accept it generally so that you can find yourself, because everybody has an answer back when we talk about pride. It's wild. Okay. And that's what Derek Prince said. There is nobody in this room who does not need to humble himself. Everybody listening to his preaching needs to humble himself. That's what he said. Yes. Everybody. That's why even as I'm giving you this window. You see, it's even worrying. Because it doesn't reveal my pride. Yes. There's pride in me. It doesn't reveal it. I rather need the ones that show me that I'm proud so that I can change from it. I don't need ones to confirm my humility. Number two. Verse verse 6. Philippians 2, verse 6. Now, the second step to humbling yourself, bring yourself down, okay, is in Philippians 2, 6, following Jesus. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, if somebody robs you, what will be your action? I'll slap you. Somebody just say, I'll slap you. That's a good window. What else will be your reaction? Will you be angry? You'll be so bored, isn't it? Yes. You are cursing. And you'll be fuming. Angry. Hey. I tell you. So being Jesus Christ could not, even though, like I said, he rather was in the beginning with God. Nothing was made without him that was made. Everything was made by him and through him. Listen. Only the Father, only God the Father, was not made by anybody. Only the Father, God the Father, was not made, was not created. And when people say, "Oh, we are gods," or like, "So we are God," you see, you have to understand what you are saying. Yes. When you get offended and you get bored and you get angry, it's a sign of pride. And Jesus couldn't be provoked. He never thought, I'm being cheated. I'm being cheated. I'm being lowered. I'm not being treated well. It doesn't occur to Jesus. Every time you think you are not being treated well, you are being cheated, you are being robbed, you are being mishandled, lowered, something has offended you, it has. That's why they say, you hurt my pride. You hurt my pride. My pride. Watch out for those who are upset about something. It's your pride that has been touched. Otherwise, you will never be upset. You never talk. You never speak. You can't. Jesus, calm down. It's okay. I'm at the throne of God. It's not a problem at all. Ever, why do they think, and who is that? And why is all that? And we get up, then when he gets up, he says this and all. Wow. Mr. Proud, Madam Proud. If you are not proud, you can't open your mouth like that. Not a word will come from your mouth. You see people sitting in their houses, criticizing. You see some people sit in their house, criticizing in the flow prayer meeting. Where is that, the boy, the man who walks up and down with the microphone? Yes, it's a proud day. You must be very proud to have something to say. Yes, they talk about everything. Yes, you talk about anybody. You say, you make comments, you talk. Who does it? Why does he do it? Who did it? Wow. That's why I started preaching now, because I said the service is from 6 to 7. Because of the proud people who would think they are being cheated or robbed. Because we didn't start at 6 or we don't end by 7. That until I'm preaching now so that I finish. Yes. Thought it robbery. Any form of offense in your life is a revelation. Why should they call me to do this? And don't think that it's rich people or educated people who are proud. Pride is something that doesn't choose. It's like the virus. It doesn't choose any. It doesn't choose people. It doesn't choose people. So, yes. Because they, what do you call it? You call certain people to come and sweep or clean. You know, sometimes you see the Bible students, they'll be giving testimonies. Ah, BMCDR. When I came, I was given this work. I couldn't do this. And at the time, I should do this. It's all their pride. Because where they come from, they are nothing. They are nobodies. They have never, many of them have never stayed at a beautiful place like this since they were born. Since Adam was created up till today. They have never stayed at a nice place like this. You see them talking, say, BMCDR. They said, not as if I was whatever, as if you are being. Where do you come from? That's why when we even start talking now, when we answer back, you will not be happy. What education do you have? Say, so, oh, it is a BMCDR. We are just, I mean, we were made to do this. Some students said we are here to build the campus. Look at your mouth. I don't know whether it's a toad. You look like a toad or a frog. And have I mentioned your name? Don't even start. But you see that the lowest of characters can have great pride. That's why I said pride is not about rich, poor, this, that. No. You see people very proud. Like I told you, I told about this story about the man who when he had committed some offense and they told him the correction for that was whipping. They were going to whip him. And he said, no. I cannot be whipped. Any adult, but I don't. And he said, no. We flog you at the square. Yes. And he said, no. Kill me. Yes, I prefer. He said, you have to kill me. To whip me on the square. No. It's too much. Yeah. But they whipped him. Hey! And he sent a message to the governor. I'll kill you. You are dead. And at a point, the governor became afraid. So he traveled to another town. About 200 or 300 kilometers away. The man who was whipped, he walked to that town. Yes, he walked to the town to follow them. So when he got to the town, it was reported to the governor that the man has come here. And he was terrified. So the governor now decided to go to another town about 500 to 600 miles away. The man who had been beaten, he said, it's not a problem. He walked patiently to where the man was. He said, I said, don't whip me. I said, I don't like that. Kill me. It was 600 miles. And when he eventually, after some months, it was reported to the governor that the man has come here. And he moved to the third town, about 900 miles. I said, no problem. He walked to that new town, 900 miles or whatever, walking, no car. When he got there, he found the man's house and killed him. Yes. So I say, I don't like the whipping. It's more than that. I've died. Yeah. It's more than. So what I'm trying to say is that for some people, you would be surprised that the pride that we have, you don't know where it comes from. It was so offensive to the man to be beaten. Yes, in public. Yeah. On the other hand, you can have pride in a big man too. One time there was a Roman governor, and he said he was going to use the mast of the ship to ram the walls of a city that he was invading. So he called a man who was an architect, I don't know, architect or something, and he told him, this ship here, go and cut the mast, the long, you know, they used to use it to sail very high. I want this size, this one, you know. So the engineer or whatever went to the port and went to cut another ship's mast. He went to cut another one. And he brought it for the Roman commander and governor to use to ram, break, that is to attack the whatever city. So when he came, the Roman commander said, I said that I don't want this, I want this one. Then the man said, no, you don't need that one. This is rather the one that is better. So the Roman commander was just listening to him. He explained, he was engineering, this is better, you need this one, this is why you need. He explained and explained, the man was just quiet. When he finished, they said, strip the man. Yes. Strip him. They flock him to death. Yes. You see, there are different types of personalities. Yes, they killed him. He said, I said, I want this one. You come with so many explanations of what you want to do for me. Well, I've said, this is what I want. I'm just trying to say, be careful. You know, people are proud. Whether they are great or they are small. This one said, whip me, I beg you. I don't like it. This one said, give me this long testing. I don't want shorter or longer. This one. You've also chosen what you want to do. So, pride comes, and one of the steps is to decide that nothing can offend me, and watch your mouth. Your mouth is revealing your offense. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You see, when you are not being watched and you speak, that's your heart. When you are being watched and you speak all the right things. That's why if there's a recording of you speaking, or somebody comes to give witness or evidence of what you've said when you were freely speaking, then it reveals your heart and you are shocked. But as for what we say when we are together, where it's always the right thing. Oh, Bishop, I wanted to inform you that I've arrived. Last week I came and I wanted to inform you that I'm in town now, and I really thank God for your life and your ministry, and then especially the flow prayer meetings. We have really been blessed over there, and honestly, we have never prayed like that since we were born, and actually, you have sustained us during the whole pandemic. God bless you, Bishop. That's the official talking. It's always good. It's always nice. When you are off guard and you know nobody is listening to you in your house, in your room, in your car, with whoever is on the phone, that's when we see what's in your heart. And then you are exposed. Yeah. That's why, you know, I always used to hear one pastor was saying, when we leave this meeting, like whatever we have agreed here, when we leave this meeting, some of you will take your phone and call. And says, I never understood what he was talking about. I never understood it. Yes. He said, when we leave this meeting, I'm talking about a meeting of Ghanaian pastors. When we leave here, some of you take your phone. And you'll be saying certain things. Before you realize that the meeting has changed, the decision has changed. Yes. Whatever we agreed upon, it has changed. Because people will be talking after the meeting, after meeting meetings, after meeting texting and WhatsApping. That's when we see your heart. He thought it not robbed. It never occurred to him that there was something wrong. Because if you've been robbed, you think, something is wrong. Wait, where's my wallet? Something is wrong. It never occurs to you that something is wrong when you are humble. If I say, hey, get up, it will never occur to you that something is wrong. If I say, do this, it will never occur to you that something is wrong. Nothing occurs to you that something is wrong. But if you are proud, why do you wave your hand over my head? Why do you use your left hand? Why do you say this? Why do you raise your voice? Why do you give me as an example? Why do you give that example when you are preaching? Always something occurs to you. I'm just telling you how to be humble. When it says, humble thyself, decide nothing can offend me. And I remember in my relationship with Archbishop Duncan Williams, I came to a place where I said, nothing that he does can offend me. I decided, no, there's nothing. Till eternity breaks open. Do whatever, say whatever. I said, no, there's nothing. Because you see, humility is seen in relation to realities, not in relation to theoretical things. Yes. Why are you always... Is it not true? Why? Why this? Why that? Why this? Why that? You are always saying something wrong. And you are speaking. It's all pride. I'm showing you Jesus 7, I don't know how many steps, 3, 4, 5 steps down as compared to Lucifer. Step number 3. Verse 7. He made himself of no reputation. Now, can you change this to the NIV? He made himself nothing. Amen. He made himself nothing. He made himself nothing. The next step down is to make yourself nothing. You see, when you are something, you have a reputation. You want to maintain a reputation. Especially reputation has to do with particular people. I want you to think of me in this way. I want you to think of me in this way. I want these people to think of me in this way. And where even with your own spiritual father, you have to maintain a certain high impression, then you've got a real problem. Because in relation to your father, you should have been accepted to be nothing. Yeah. Pride causes people who are living in sin to remain in sin. I don't want you to know even this one. Because my reputation will go down, or I will be low. You see, but Jesus said no. He made himself low. So, I'm nothing. Here I am. I'm nothing. You like me? You don't like me? I'm nothing. So that's why when we come to church, we are all posing. When they say, when they talk about certain sins, you'll be looking, I don't really fully understand the message. I don't know, I don't understand the message. Maybe he's talking about some people. This have to do with people in another country. Yes. These are for foreigners. When he talk about those who don't bath, it's about some foreigners somewhere. It's like, yeah, we bath. It's the colder nations who don't bath, but here we bath. He made himself nothing. Joe in prayer. That is why we are fake and are struggling with doubleness. Those words, it's an English word, doubleness, duplicity, duality, two people in one. One looks very good. So that's why somebody maybe say, the person I know is different from the person that I know. Yeah, the person I know is different from the person I know. Two people in one. Because I have to maintain this picture here and be real in this other world. You see people in their marriages, you ask, how's marriage? Oh, by the grace. Is she doing well? Oh, by the grace of God. Through your teachings and through your teachings. And the songs, it's really helping. Thanks be to God. One day I was somewhere and then somebody sent a message to somebody else. But that person didn't know that I knew that person. So when I saw the message that was being sent to that person, discussing, just discussing something, nothing bad, but just discussing something, I look and I said, you see, this person, when the person sees me, these are the topics, the person's topics are this. Now, I said, the real issues, the person will never, you see, the person has to maintain an impression in relation to me. But it just happened that I had a window into the person's other issues, which the person was even interested in. And I said, you see, these people, when it comes to relating with, and this person was a bishop, so when it comes to relating with me, they relate like this. But the real things are a different world. So these two people. It's two people. Reputation level of relating, and then the gutter, real gutter, where you are operating. If not the gutter, the grass. But to me, up there. You see that if even in relation to your father you are pretending, how much more to the whole church? And Jesus, and that's why sin is perpetuated and becomes even, you see that, for instance, if somebody commits living fornication, you see, pure fornication is different from fornication which has other things added. Isaiah 31. Look at it. Isaiah 31. Yeah. Verse 1. Verse 2. No. The scripture which says, and they're adding sin to sin. Adding sin to sin. Find it. 31, 30 verse 1. Isaiah 30 verse 1. Yeah. It says, that they may add sin to sin. You see, pure fornication, pure. When Jesus met the woman with adultery, pure, that's pure adultery. He said to her, Charlie, go. Run. Don't do it again. Run. Go and find your clothes. And she went. But that's pure. Then when you add to it lying, then you have Satan is the father of fornication. No, he's not the father of fornication. The flesh is the father of fornication. The flesh is fornication is from the flesh. Lying is from demons, devil. So you are the father of lies. So when lying and deception joins with your weakness, you are adding sin to sin, and the whole thing is you are fake and it's become another thing. So reputation is the reason, is pride, and forms the basis for multiplication of sins. Derek Prince said something. He said, pride is the first sin in the universe. He said the first sin in the universe was not Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, and he said to him, every sin comes from pride. He said, every sin has its basis in pride. And it's true. Like a pastor said to me, he said, I was on the 7-member Assemblies of God World Executive Council of America. He was there, only 7 of them. At that time, I think it was 7. He said, we dealt with 1,500 cases of pastors having problems. And he said the common denominator in each one of the 1,500 cases was, I thought he was going to say fornication. He said, no, pride. Every one of them is proud. Yes. That's what I'm preaching about is the step forward. Forget about your reputation. Stop trying to be Mr. This type of, there are people, the marriage is just impression is 80% of their happiness is from a good impression. Yes. I've seen people, they are unhappy, but if they can give a good impression, they are okay. I mean, it's like once people think that it's the good, they are happy because the impression is so important to them. Just to walk together, we wear a brown political suit up and down, political suit brown, and the wife also wears brown, or she wears a dress, and then you have the material for the dress you use to make a tie, and then you are moving. Yes, this is marriage. Sit next to each other, hold hands. Meanwhile, they are not talking. So, reputation. All right? Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Again, who being in the form of God. Verse 7. So I've given you 3 points. Made himself. Now, take this to the Amplified Bible. Made himself of no reputation. He stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity. So one of the ways to manifest humility is to exclude yourself from privileges. Yes. I'm showing you how to say, humble thyself. Humble thyself. Teach you. I said that he stripped himself of privileges and rights. So your rights, it's okay. It's okay. Let it. It's just your right. It's okay. I leave my right. It's a way forward. Jesus had these steps. It took him down and then God exalted him. That's why I say it's a way step forward. That's how God is going to raise you up. Your right. I'm okay with this right. Do you know my rights? You know my rights in the church? As a director of this, 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 all the things in the church. Huh? No, it's okay. One day the church was about to give me something, and God showed me in a vision. Don't take it. He showed me in a vision. Don't take it. I said, oh, why? Don't take it. Don't have it. Don't take it at all. It's okay. Wow. How many steps have I given you? Are these people? Huh? 3 steps. Where's the step man, the one who's writing the steps? Better be on your game. Very good. Oh, so is he even making yourself? Make yourself nothing or no reputation. It's okay. I'm nothing. Take it, I'm nothing. You take it, I'm nothing. Rather than take it, I am the excellento, correcto, perfecto. You are surely. You see them walking? Perfect. Meanwhile, oh, there's nothing to you. Step number 5. Take on the disguise of a servant. Be a servant. Serve. When you serve, you are humbling yourself. Did you hear me? When you serve, you are humbling yourself. I'm telling you, it's the way forward. When you serve, you are humbling yourself. Because Jesus took on the form of a servant. So he became a servant. That's how to go down. Serve. Just do service. You are asking how to humble thyself. How should we do it? We don't know what to do. That's what I'm showing you now. Forget about your privileges and start serving. The fact that even students would even be mentioning PMCDR, this and that and so on. And when we came to the school, I've never done this and I taught this and I thought, hey, I can't stay in this class. It shows how proud and how useless to God you are. It shows how you are useless to God. And that is the very reason why you need that. I heard Benny Hinn. I don't know whether it is himself. He was telling about somebody, I think. He went to the church and the man said, he said that God has called me to be in the ministry. So I've come because of this great calling to join you here. And the pastor told him, all those who work here start as janitors. A janitor is a toilet. It's a nice word for a toilet worker. He said, every pastor here. And the guy said, you know, I hadn't got that in mind when I came here to be working in the toilet. I'm sorry. So he walked out. And he said, as he was, I'm trying to remember the name of the man. I think it must be Ben Hinn telling me this story. As he was walking out, the Lord said to him, go back and work as a janitor for this man. And he came back. He said, I've changed my mind. And the man said, okay, that's a toilet. That's your work. And he went to work there for a long time. And after some time, he was promoted from the toilet. He became a non-toilet worker. And then after some time, he became a lead shepherd, then whatever, and he was a pastor, until the pastor was leaving the church and handed the church over to him. That's how he became a great man of God. Yes. It's a true story. You come and say the toilet at the store, okay? Be a servant. That's the way forward. That's the way forward. Some of you stay in people's houses. You don't serve. You can't help in any way. You behave like a hotelier. There's no service from you. Because you are spoiled from your home.
Thank you.
You are not trained well. No Most of us are not trained well. You have no ability. He took on the form of a servant. Jesus said to his disciples, I have been amongst you as him that serveth. Not as him that is Lord. I've been amongst you as him that serveth. If you want to be humble and you want to go to the next step forward, come down and be a genuine servant, serving something, somebody, somebody's interests. Those of you watching in America, America doesn't exclude you from these principles. America doesn't exempt you, just as it did exempt you from Corona. Doesn't exempt you from these Bible principles of the way forward. You can come and talk to us. Hi there, man. I gotta go there. Why? Listen, why doesn't take us anywhere now. why cannot help us now. We need humility to take the next step forward. And you see, like that's what I told you, two stories. The man who said, don't whip me. And the commander who said, I want the ramming, this particular one. And this one came with, so he explained for 1 hour why he rather needs this one. No. Both of them died. So you have to be careful. Make yourself a servant. Whether you are from England or Switzerland or whatever. You know, we had a pastor in, he was in Geneva. I think he was in Geneva or Lausanne. Now, when you say Geneva, your mind immediately goes to lakes, beautiful diamonds, gold. I mean, Geneva, when I hear the word Geneva, I mean, I think of so many things. One of the richest Arabs in the world, they all converge there. They come there for holidays with their cars. When they are checking out of the plane, they don't only use suitcases. Suitcase and car, also, they are all coming out of the car, of the planes. With the special cars. They come with all their children. They don't rent one room, they rent floors. And you see their children weaving into ashtrays and other things on the floor. They spoil the whole hotel. We're talking of wealth. And you know, we had a pastor there, and I told him, go to Congo. He grew up there. That's where he grew up. I said, go to Congo. Go to Congo. What I'm saying is the next step forward is the same step forward for everybody, no matter where you are, no matter where you are living. It's the same step. And he went. He's there now. He's in Kinshasa. Yes. Pastor Rudy. That's where he was born. He was born there, Switzerland. Humility is the same for everybody. Make yourself a servant. Bring the scripture. We are ending. I told them 6 to 7. I know the proud people will be angry when I cross 7 o'clock. They are offended. They are easily offended by things. So before they start talking. And was made in the likeness of man. Now, change the version, NIV. Step, next step. See yourself as an average man. An average man. Yeah. When you see yourself as an average man, you are thinking humbly. Instead of thinking, oh me, I don't like girls. See, you are not behaving like an average man. Because the average man likes girls. And you're not behaving like an average girl if you say, well, man, I don't want to marry. I don't need a man. I remember a certain school. I will not mention the name of the school. Yeah. It's in West Africa, yes. And those in the school would say, oh, I don't need a man. 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 The next we heard, more of them are following men. It's all well and good for you to say, but you see, it's humility to say that, Charlie, I'm an average man. And Jesus accepted to be like an average human man, just a man, just a man. And when you are like that, and you always have to think, and there are a lot of implications to this thought. I'm not going to say all of them on this microphone. I'll say it in a couplet. Taramasha Parabasomba. Complex. Amen. You're average. You're average. Average person needs money, need food, need love, you need comfort, you need sex, you need joy, you need compassion, you need to marry. Look, I heard Billy Graham preaching. He was preaching in, I think it was Denver. He said 51% of all homes in this city have only one person in each house. 51%. I was in Cologne in Germany some years ago. And the pastor told me, more than 50% of every apartment is only one person in the house. They can't stay with themselves. Meanwhile, we need one. We need the person in the next room. But it's like I'm staying by myself. And everybody is on his own. Pride. Most cities have one person in the Western world. One person in each house. Yes. There's nobody to be with. Yes. One person. Single. There are rooms. There's nobody. But an average person needs somebody. We need people. We need ourselves. That's why we want to come to church. People don't understand why we've come to church. We need ourselves. Otherwise, we'll be depressed. Is it not true? Yes. I have discovered I'm an average person. We are all average. And it's something you have to be conscious all the time. Charlie, you are average. Oh, you are average. You are average. Just flow with your averageness. Oh, yes, maybe you are special. We thank God for you. Write a book, please, so that we can read it. Okay? How many points have I given you? 6. Number 7. Philippians 2 and verse 8. Change the version. Yeah. And being found in appearance. Step number 7 is your appearance also has a part to play in your humility levels. You see, when people say, oh, this man is, or this woman is humble. You see, your appearance, it says, was found in appearance. How you even look, how you dress, how you appear, also speaks of your pride. Jesus appeared in a humble way. His appearance. Some people say, oh, dressing doesn't matter, how you look doesn't matter, your makeup doesn't matter, your hair doesn't matter, your this doesn't matter. There is a humble appearance. Read it for yourself. I didn't write the Bible. Look, if you want to be angry with somebody, take Jesus on personally. Eh?
put me back on the screen so that the people can see me. I say, if you want to be angry with somebody, take Jesus up personally. Personally. Leave me out of this. Put it back. And being found in appearance. Your appearance. As you appear. Is it a humble presentation? Or a proud presentation? Yes. Somebody says, oh, appearance doesn't matter. It matters. People say, this man is simple. This man is big. Is this? Is that? Is his appearance has something to do with humility? Am I not reading words from the Bible? Yes. Appearance. Appearance. Appearance always has something to do with who we are. Yes, it's not so, it's my heart. And I'll tell you something. Rarely does appearance not reveal something. Appearance often reveals a lot. Yes. When you see people spend a lot of... Why? For what? Appearance. Elevating. Because you see your face is down. Your face is down. Your face is down. You need to up it. Up your hair. Up your nails. Up your eyebrows. Your eyelashes. Your features. Your sexuality. Shakata Barasupa. Up your eyebrows. Why? Appearance has a lot to do with who you are. And has a lot to do with pride. Yes. I need people to think of me in a certain way. Yeah. And when you are into duplicity and duality, you dress in a certain way. When you come to this group, when you are out of the group, then you move into that other appearance. Ratapa sopa, shiba, kabalo, sabadabakaba. He doesn't like makeup, so remove your makeup when you are going to see him. When after, then you go to the car, then you do everything and turn into a witch, and then you continue your journey. I'll stop preaching, you people. He was found in his appearance. Rarely does a man's appearance not have something to do with his pride. And a woman's appearance have something to do with her pride. Yes. So I'm telling you, take on a humble appearance. Jesus took on the most humbling appearance. You know, when you grow, after you've been around for some time, you know human beings. When you see human beings, you just see wickedness. If you don't take care, you will not love any human being again. You just say, oh, these people are wicked. Yes, wicked people are... You know, the other day I was looking at the burglar proofing in my house. And I realized that I am not seeing a clear glass because of human beings. It's like I've put this burglar proofing there to protect me from fellow humans who may want to invade. Wicked human beings who are in the system. Is it not amazing? So these are the seven steps when the Bible says, humble thyself. Humble thyself. This is what it means. Number one, let this mind be in you. It's a way of thinking. Number two, ever, from today, no one should feel they are cheating me. What do I get from this? I just labor. So as soon as a person says, I've worked for nothing, as soon as a person says, they are using me, I've been used, straight away, the person is very proud. Person feels that has an enticement of entitlement, and it's like the work you've done, you see it as you are being used and that you are needed. Yes, they are using me to do the church, to build the church. I feel used. These are statements of a very proud person, very proud. We are using you to build the campus. Very proud student will say something like that. And you will amount to exactly zero. I prophesy you will never be more than zero. Yes. You've been given a BMC there. To do not thank God that you learned how to. If I knew how to cast concrete and I knew how to build at a certain age, I would have built houses whilst I was in school, because I had money when I was in school, but I didn't know what it was for. I didn't know what will I do with it. I bought towels. I remember once I bought towels. Do you know, towels, bathing towels, that I had a set. I said, this is for the future. I didn't know anything. I was building. I didn't know there was even something called steel bender. I didn't know anything. All I knew was, this, I bought these towels. For later, when I marry, I'll have these towels that I can have. This was my, what was what I did. Oh! Number three, make yourself nothing or stroke no reputation. Don't worry about what people think. Once you are concerned about what people think, that's pride right there. You think I'm this. Many times I've had people thinking about themselves. No problem. He that has clean hands shall walk strong. It's okay. Think what you think. Accept it. It's up to you. God will show with time. With time. With time. It's just a matter of time. I can tell you stories and you'll be surprised. I just leave it to God. God knows. Yes. Exclude yourself from privileges. When some, no, I'm going to say not all privileges you shouldn't take. Hey. Like it's lunchtime, they've brought chicken, you say, I'm excluded. What are they telling you? You have misinterpreted the message. You have misunderstood the message. It's too much. I should exclude myself from privileges. Oh. Number five, make yourself a servant. So I'm here to serve. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm here for, I mean, you know, I'm into computers. So I'm here for computer work. Stupid! Get to, start cleaning. You know, there's hardly anybody who works for me who does one thing. There are people sometimes who follow. What does this person do? What does this person do? What does this person do? Catherine Kuhlman said years ago she learned that inquisitive people are evil. Yes. Why do you want to know what this person does? What does this person do? What does this person? What is the evil thought you are having in your head? How does it help you? Yes, Catherine Kuhlman. I always remember in her biography, she said she learned long ago that people are trying to find out things. They are usually evil people. What does this person, what does this person do? So it since I read that book, you can read it yourself, Daughter of Destiny. You can go and read it if you like. Yeah. She said she noticed it in her life. And so this one wants to know this. Where is he going now? What does he do over there? So that house over there, what do they do there? Where are they? What? Who is there? A toad is there. A toad. Have I called your name? Have I told you anything that a toad is there? Then why are you? Are you angry? Number six. See yourself as an average man. You're an average girl, eh? Yeah, you're an average girl. And number seven. Check your appearance. Check your appearance. Yeah. I mean, you've been made a pastor. It's true. But like, Charlie, it's like you've taken it to, Universe Cup. Universe Cup. World Cup and beyond. It's like everywhere. When they even call you, they call you Sister Eva or Sister Evelyn. Say, Lady Pastor Evelyn, please. Lady Pastor Evelyn. You are becoming familiar. Lady Pastor. You always need to have this special presentation about yourself. Lift your holy hands. Humble thyself under the mighty hand of God. Marando salamanda balajombe remasa manana. Matagola beresimbola manda. Now, in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 8. You see, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Amen. To death. Verse 9. Wherefore what? God has highly exalted him. This is what I'm saying is that the step forward. You see, these things lead to being highly exalted. That's how to be highly exalted. Go back to my seven steps. Seven steps. Put it back on the screen. All right? The seven steps. All right? This mind being you, then you'll be highly exalted. Don't feel robbed or cheated. You'll be highly exalted. Make yourself nothing. You'll be highly exalted. Exclude yourself from privileges whenever you have to, and you'll be highly exalted. Make yourself a servant. You'll be highly exalted. See yourself as an average man, or an average girl. You'll be highly exalted. Have a humble appearance. And you'll be highly exalted. With your low appearance, you'll be highly exalted. I'll take it again. Let this mind be in you, and what? You'll be highly exalted. Don't feel robbed or cheated. You'll be highly exalted. Make yourself nothing. You'll be highly exalted. Exclude yourself from privileges. You'll be highly exalted. Make yourself a servant, really, and you'll be highly exalted. See yourself as an average man, average boy, average girl, and what? You'll be highly exalted. Yes. Have a humble appearance, and you will be highly exalted. That's the next step forward. Lift your holy hands. Thanks, Jesus, for this great blessing. We give you thanks and we give you praise. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you want to give your life to Jesus, one is say, Father, forgive me for my sins. I want to give my life to you. Help me to know you, to serve you, to follow you. If you are here like that, you want to give your life to Jesus, on the screen, lift your hands and let's pray this prayer. If you are here and want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hands and come to the front also if you want to give your life to Jesus. And let's say this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Forgive me for my sins. Make me your servant. Help me to follow you and to love you. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Please write my name in the book of life, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.